This call may be recorded.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you?
14th Street.
Why?
We need to take a break.
At the house?
No. I'm heading towards the house.
Towards our house on North 14th Street?
No. Towards the McDonald's house.
Oh. Okay. Well, why can't you have the kids over?
I'm a little bit stressed out. I need to find out with them if they're okay having kids over at that time. Need time to figure it out.
Why don't you pull over and call them?
What?
Why don't you just ask them if they're okay having kids over at that time?
I'm going to.
Huh?
I'm going to.
Like now? Or at 12:30?
Whenever I get there, I'll ask them. 12:30,
that's what I
said. A gauge of if I'll be able to look after them.
All right.
I'll try and make it sooner if I can.
No, it's okay. Today's probably not a good day.
I would like to see them.
Well, I know. When is your next therapy appointment? Counseling or whatever.
I don't know. I gotta call them. They
okay.
Never confirmed receiving my paperwork.
It sounds to me like today's not a good day because you've got other stuff you need to do.
Okay. If that's the case, then I'm probably not going over there yet.
Going over where?
Back to the McDonald's house.
Where are you going?
Five Star.
Okay.
All right. Sorry I upset you. Don't like you to get that way. I wish I'd... I wish that we could get along. Really don't want to argue with you.
I don't think that you should.
You need to stop arguing with me. You need to stop asking me to agree with you about stuff that we don't agree about.
You're going to need to. I think that you're
like to make it in this world, you're going to need to accept that there's some things about the way you perceive human interaction that is very far off from reality.
Then you need to stop asking me my opinion. I don't know that I necessarily agree with that, but regardless, I don't want to argue with you. And
I'm saying my most primary requirement, my most non-negotiable, before having control of finances, before anything, my most absolute need in order to ever be in a relationship with you is that you determine that you are going to trust the judgment of other people.
Then you need to not ask me for my opinion. You need to not argue with me.
No, people need to be able to tell you stuff, and you accept that it's true.
Well,
what you were doing with child was abusive to your wife. You don't need to ask me my opinion if you don't agree with me.
Like, or if you don't value my opinion, you don't need to ask for it.
Okay. That's not actually my fault that you've done what you've done to me.
I've never said that anything that I've done is your fault. I do not believe that.
No, but you're saying that it's right and rational and good. And what that means is that you're not a safe person for me.
I haven't said anything
around. You said it was
said
right and rational and good for you to not file a motion for temporary needs for 50% time with the children.
You asked me to follow the advice of our elders, and I did.
But no, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Extremely manipulative for you to claim that you were following the advice of the elders in that.
I'm not interested in arguing with you.
Then don't say I did that on the advice of our
elders.
Don't
ask me about it.
I'm not asking you about it. I'm telling you. I'm giving you information. It's important information for you to know because you can't come to it by your own logic because your own logic does not work. The only way you can come to truth is if you listen. You listen to what I'm telling you.
I've already listened to what you're telling me and I don't agree. I didn't need you to stop asking me for my opinion if you don't care about it.
You need to change your opinion so that I'm not being asked to put myself in a position to be re-victimized by you. You're not a safe person with the opinions that you hold. You're a very dangerous person with the opinions that you hold. The way that you feel entitled to
the things
that you're entitled to.
I don't think I can do what you're asking me to do. I'm not a puppet. So I'm not interested in arguing with you. If you don't want to argue with me, then don't force me into talking about stuff where we don't agree. I do not understand. I don't know. I don't know how to help, but
because you can't claim that you've been bad to me and I'm a victim of yours, while also taking every single instance of abuse that somebody can name for you and saying that that was you acting honorably and good.
There's no contrition. I should have done differently.
I know, but you point at these things that aren't even that bad, like non-abuse things, and you want to act like you're all sorry for those. And
point to the things that I perceive that I actually did, and I am sorry for them. And if I don't perceive that I did something, I mean, if you're talking about the thing you say that I signed that's notarized, that's easily verifiable. There's literally zero point in arguing about that. We could just look at it.
The reason we're having a conversation about whether you signed it or not is because you're trying to deny responsibility for the content, which on its own is manipulative and strange and not a normal way to go about a conversation.
Trying to deny the content.
Yeah, you are. You were telling me, I don't understand how this lawyer thing. He said, you don't understand how this lawyer thing works clearly.
Yeah, you don't. You're claiming that I told him what to put in his paperwork, and that's not true.
He
characterized
he
it from
you,
a legal perspective.
But he didn't go
which
and
is
file
that
the
I'm, I have a right to 50% of my children's time, and you express that you don't want me to have our children for 50% of the time. According to what's normal in the court system, that is abnormal and manipulative. I didn't
but
characterize
it, only
it in the context
in our
of
situation because you weren't filing for temporary needs.
I didn't file for temporary needs because you told me that you didn't want me to have the children except for every other weekend and one night a week, and you asked
yeah,
me to follow
so
the leadership of our elders, and they told
me
to give you whatever you wanted.
You can't use that against me to make me look bad.
I'm not using it against
you. If you really think that we should be following what the court would have you follow, then you should file a motion, not victimize
your
wife.
The motion that you're complaining about.
And, yeah, but you're trying to make me look bad for not giving you the 50%. And I was never even actually given that opportunity.
Aaron, I asked you repeatedly in your app thing that you're saying has the record have 50% time with the children.
No.
Yes, it did.
But no, the only context for that was when you asked if I would keep the kids for you from 6:30 a.m. until 5
That's
o'clock
not true.
PM.
I offered to get them aftercare. I only offered that because you wanted more time with the children. I thought that you would be joyful
That's
about it when you didn't.
That's not true.
Yes,
because if you didn't want to... If you didn't
want
to abuse and victimize me, then you would have gone.
You.
Then you would have gone, and you would have gotten aftercare, and you would have filed a motion, and you would have had the kids every other week. And
you
I
have the elders
complain.
Tell me not to pursue time with my children.
I did not. I did no such thing. And you know that there were elders who were telling you that you could go ahead and file that motion. The elders
not at
never
that time.
Got together and said,
"They told me
Justin
that beforehand.
Is
they
that
told
he wants
me that
to spend
afterhand.
Time with his children." We need to rebuke this man for wanting to spend time with his children. Let's write a letter where we say that this man is sinning by trying to spend time with his children and that we're not going to support him in trying to spend time with. That's not what happened. That
so
wasn't
sent
the problem.
Me another thing
the
that you should decide
abuse.
All the matters of time sharing. Yes,
that's
is.
Not true. That's
it's
not true. It said I should decide all
I
of the
I do
problems.
Not want to argue with you. I don't.
Okay, well,
don't
it's a, just like the signature, Dustin. It's a letter. You can pull up the letter and you can look at it. Like, why are we arguing about what's in the letter? But I'm saying the fact that you're having to distort things that are black and white on paper in order to make up a construct that fits the way you want to feel that you've been victimized in this world and not done things wrong that you did.
That's
kind of like
I don't have to make anything up, and I don't choose to do any of this.
You have to change the contents of the letter in order to make yourself a victim of the elders. And in order to support the really, really bad legal abuse that you carried out against me and the really bad mom shaming that you carried out against me for what wasn't my fault, which was the fact that you chose on your own, with your own brain, not to file a motion. That wasn't my fault. You used
and
the fact
did file a
that
motion.
You were not
complaining
filing a
about it in this very conversation. And I can't argue with you anymore. I can't.
I'm just saying, if the courts were so, so keen on making sure you have 50%, it shouldn't have been a conversation between us ever. Because you would have walked in there.
The courts absolutely would give me 50%, and we'd never
But you didn't go in there.
Because I
no,
didn't
you,
want
you
to
can say that because you didn't go.
In court.
If you actually went, then we would have to talk about what the courts actually decided. But you wouldn't go.
I didn't want to sue you or
participate
in a divorce with you.
And how different it is from what I was
not getting divorced, and I haven't filed a single hearing in court because I'm not interested in getting divorced.
And you're also not interested in stopping victimizing me. You're walking around telling people and keeping your children from you. That's not my fault.
Telling anybody anything.
There's not been a single day.
Talking to anybody.
There's not been a single day. That you picked them up and took them to school and then had them go to
because
aftercare.
Because you told me I'm not allowed
aftercare.
To have them.
I did not. I did not. The only thing I've said about you being allowed was 24/7, day or night, no restrictions, all the time, every time.
Except if I ever happen to ask for them. Okay.
That's not
true. I do not want to argue with you. I do not want to argue.
It's not true, Dustin. It's not true.
I'm going to have to go.
It's not true.
That's
it's not true. You have to make up a lie.
Argue.
You have to make up a lie. You have to make up an actual lie that you actually asked for the kiss and I actually turned you down ever in order to support this convoluted idea that your wife kept your children from you. Therefore, you're a victim.
This is a pointless conversation.
It's a lie. It's a lie. You can't get to sound conclusions if you're starting with false premises.
Okay, and we do not agree. So,
but we have the proof. We actually have those messages. We
you can use your proof for whatever you want. I've already told you, whatever you ask me for, that's what I'm going to give you. I have zero interest in arguing with you, saying
that you can't tell me conversations you had with your attorney.
What?
You were telling me at the table today that you can't tell me conversations you had with your attorney.
Yeah, that violates our attorney-client privilege.
Did he really tell you that?
Yes.
Are you being serious?
I really don't. I don't want to do this. I don't want to argue
with you. No, I know. I just want to make sure that I understand.
I just told you that I don't want to talk about my conversations with my attorney.
But are you definitely claiming that that's because he told you that if you told me that would be violating?
I would like to not claim anything or argue with you anymore.
Privilege. Did your attorney tell you that you weren't allowed to tell me what he said or that would be violating attorney-client privilege?
I'm not going to characterize my conversation with my attorney with you. I'm not going to argue with you. I find this to be a completely pointless conversation when I'm telling you if you decide to divorce me, you can have whatever you want.
I know, but in order for me to trust that that's true and not just bait to try to get me to do something that you can then turn around and point a finger and say, see what she does when I tell her she can have everything.
Trust it or not trust it. I have no control over that.
Well, I could trust you more if you were telling me honestly. Did your attorney tell
you
that you're not allowed?
I'm not going
to
characterize
what he said because that is violating
my attorney. I don't think that that's appropriate.
Do you think it's violating attorney-client privilege?
I don't know, Erin. I'm not a lawyer.
But you definitely were told that by him.
I told you I'm not going to answer that. You want to create this entire, like, web of catching my attorney doing something when I'm telling you you can have whatever you want.
No, I'm trying to figure out if
there's
somebody I can trust. Why you're hiding stuff from me? Why you want to keep an ace in the hole of being able to use this attorney? Like, what fight are you gearing up for while you try to tell me that I don't need to worry about you fighting me anymore? Like,
I don't want to be wondering
based on your erratic behavior in the past.
In court that you're going to get my attorney tossed out and we have to debate about it because of something that doesn't even matter.
What are we fighting in court? I don't understand. I don't understand.
You're trying to use this to get my attorney tossed out or something? I don't know. I have no idea.
But
why
I'm saying, like, what are you thinking that we're going... What are we litigating? I don't understand what we're litigating.
Beats me, Erin. I don't understand what this is all about. I already told you you can have whatever you want.
If we're not entering into litigation,
then...
But I'm saying, what do you need
to
retain your attorney for? You're scared that he's going to stop representing you?
I I'm not scared. I don't care.
That's what I'm not understanding.
Well, whatever.
I'm not understanding if when you all of a sudden went to that, I can't talk about things that...
Do you understand that I don't want to argue with you? Do you understand that this is not healthy
why don't
or...
Then answer my question.
Because I don't want you to ask me questions. It's distressing to me, and I've... Everything you ask me is designed to argue with me. I don't want to argue with you. I don't.
I'm not designing to argue with you.
Yes, you are,
Aaron. I'm needing to know.
Why do you need to know about my attorney in the context of
you whether
you
are
want.
Honest?
You don't need to.
Whether you are honest and trustworthy.
Well, you're obviously not going to believe that. Can't help you.
You could if you were being honest and trustworthy consistently.
I can't help you.
Not all this subject changing and blame shifting. You can. You can. You're the one who decided to bring up the thing about not being able to talk about your conversations with your attorney because we were talking about the paperwork that you had him file, and you need to own.
And I'm still choosing not to talk about my conversations with my attorney.
I know. I'm just saying this whole thing is this convoluted distraction from the actual conversation.
I'm not interested in creating some legal battle with you.
The paperwork.
Something that I'm telling you can have whatever you want. I'm not going to do that.
You understand those motions are standing right now, and they're public record forever.
Yeah.
And this whole convoluted thing about your attorney, I didn't even bring up your attorney today. You brought him up as some kind of scapegoat for your sin of filing false statements.
I haven't filed any false statements.
Yes, you have. You know it. Everybody who knows me knows it's false. There's all kinds of falseness. There's tons of falseness. There's so much falseness in the court documents that are public record right now. There's a lot of false. Do you think that I put my wants before the children's best interests ever?
Aaron, you think that it's in the children's best interest for them to have no time with me,
exactly,
to see me every other weekend. So
but it would be a true statement to say that my point of view, right? So you could have told me
everyone in the world.
You need to change
this. Not reasonable to think that.
My wife would never put her wants before the children's best interest. You need to strike that right now. I might be comfortable with you saying that the wife feels it's in the children's best interest for her to have primary custody, but you're not going to say that my wife has ever put her wants before anybody's wants, because I'm pretty sure that my wife hasn't even had any wants since I married her.
Well,
so strike that, Jesse. Strike it now, or I'm punching you in the face. Like, that's what a husband does.
Okay. My level of interest in your divorce lawsuit is zero.
That's horrific, Dustin. It's a public record. That is horrific. That is horrific, like sickeningly horrific for you to say that right now.
I think it's horrific that you think I shouldn't see my children.
That's a lie. You're a liar when you say that I think that you shouldn't see your children. I've given so much more time with your children than you ever had when you were in charge of it. So much more than you ever had when you were
That's
the one who
true,
was in charge.
I was home every single night.
True.
I brushed their children's
true.
Teeth.
That is
I had a real
true.
Relationship
That's
with
not
them.
True. That's not true. That is not true. You had
you
no
call me
problem
back when you're
spending.
Interested in
you had no problem spending weeks at a time away. I gave them
when we both agreed that it was best for our family.
For you to go spend time with Carson? That's what we agreed?
What?
We agreed that you needed to spend more time with kids, so you should go to the Springs with Carson?
What?
What?
I don't understand what you're saying.
What? We both know how you were choosing to spend your time.
Okay.
It was pretty bad, Dustin. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, I renovated a house for your parents. It took me away from my family. I regret doing it.
No.
About repeatedly.
No. That's not what happened.
Yes.
No,
yes,
you were still doing it. No, you were still doing it. You were still doing it.
Still renovating a house for your parents? I'm not.
You were still neglecting your children. That's not true.
Yes, it is
true. That's not
true.
No, you were going and spending time with Julie's family.
To the what?
Julie's family?
I don't understand.
So you were not home for bedtime every day after you started working for American Classic, and you know it, and I know it.
I was home for bedtime quite often. I don't know how many nights I missed, but this idea that you taking my children except for other weekends gave me more time with them is false.
It absolutely gave you more time with them. You know that when you had them every other weekend, that was more quality time with them than you had ever had. And you know that. And okay, bar like maybe Cape Cod or something, you know, one off. But you know that, and they know that. They noticed that. They recognize that.
Why are we arguing about this?
I have no idea. I cannot even fathom.
Great. I don't either.
I guess it's a distraction from the false statements that
it's
are
absolutely directed. A distraction.
Then why did you do it? Why wouldn't you just say, yes, I filed false statements? So that we could
that.
Love one another. But you know it. It's not an agree or disagree. It's an absolute fact.
I can't help you.
You can. Because
no,
you
can't.
Know.
I can't help
yes,
you.
You know. Like you're, it's like Brianna would say.
I know.
You're too smart.
I
you're
know.
Too smart. Like, you're too smart.
I
you're
know
too smart
that
for this. You know.
You asked for the children to see me every other weekend and that you didn't provide any means for me to see them 50-50, which is normal, and that the courts view that as being manipulative.
That's not true. That's not true. That's not true.
Well,
had everything. You could pick them up.
That's what I'm saying.
You could
don't agree, so there's no point in arguing about that.
No. The first day that I went to Brianna and Kevin's house, you literally could have gotten out of bed, gone to Kevin and Brianna's house, picked them up, and never brought them back to me again. I took no action to prevent you from picking them up, and I took no action to require you to bring them back.
Documented as being incorrect.
That's not true. I took actually no action. I have messages to you saying 24/7, no restrictions, day or night, any day. That's what you were told. When you asked me if I would babysit for you before and after school, I said that doesn't really work, and I suggested what I'm pretty sure would end up being the kids' eventual schedule chosen by a judge because I know what would come out in court. And I know what rulings that end up in 50-50 have in common, and they don't have much in common with our scenario. So I picked what I picked.
That's what I'm saying.
We're not
going to agree about this. This isn't something that we should be arguing about.
You don't need to argue with me. You just need to listen, Dustin.
Okay. Keep going.
There was never a time that I told you that you couldn't have the kids 50%. There was never a time that I told you that you couldn't have the kids 100%. It wasn't my responsibility to line up before care for you. It wasn't my responsibility to line up after care for you. And when you asked me if I was going to do that, and I suggested instead following the schedule that I was and still am extraordinarily confident is what the judge will end up choosing, I told you that we should do that for now because it's in the children's best.
The judge is going to choose whatever you pick. I told you you can pick everything.
I know, but I'm just saying, historically, you want to go back and create this false story, completely
false,
completely not based in any message that I've ever sent you or anything that I've ever spoken to you. This completely 100% false, 100% false with no truth to it whatsoever story that I wasn't letting you have 50% time with the kids. Just because when you suggested that I be your before and after care, I said that didn't work for me, and I instead suggested what matches my children's 7-year history and matches what will probably be my children's next 7 years of future based on what I feel the courts are extremely likely to rule. And that gives my children stability in this extremely stressful interim period. And it has resulted in my kids having the minimal possible amount of psychological damage from the hell that you've been putting your family through. I didn't say that that was necessary. I didn't say that I was going to stop you from getting 50%. I didn't say that I was going to call the police if you picked them up and kept them overnight on a Monday night. I didn't go to the school and try to get them to not let you pick the kids up. I didn't go through the course.
So what is the story with the school not being responsive to me? Why is the school so belligerent?
I have no idea. Maybe it's because I don't know. Maybe it's because you don't have court papers. Maybe normally somebody would go ahead and actually settle things with the final judgment and then be able to show which weeks they have their kids.
Not scheduling appointments without me and enrolling my kids and things without notifying me and not calling me back when I ask for conferences.
So honestly, that is across the board, and it is like your responsibility to, when you're married, love and nurture a relationship with your wife that is such that it is safe for her to talk to you. Because every woman who has a husband who loves, honors, and nurtures their relationship such that he is a safe person to talk to gets more information about what's going on with the kids from his wife than he ever even wanted. Because that's what women do in safe situations. They talk and talk and talk. So you're in this very, very, very not normal category of men who are not actually like pursuing getting a final judgment so that they have weekends or they have every other week or whatever. So the way you should be getting your information is through your wife. And that's not really their fault that you're not getting that. And this feeling that you're having of being upset with them for not, like, reorganizing everything, for you to somehow have this direct access line, is part of a mentality that is unique to you, where you feel an exaggerated sense of entitlement relative to reality. You're thinking that they need to bend over backwards and do double the work in communicating to Lucy's parents that they do for anybody else because you're her father and you're entitled to it. When reality is more that that's something you earn by being non-abusive to your child's mother. And that's what everybody else does to get information about their children. And you want to subvert it and say, no, I'm going to abuse my wife and demand access to this information.
But anyway, it's hard. It's hard for me for you to put out a public record that is so false and so derogatory towards me and makes you look so good. Because if you took everything in your document that says wife and you changed it to husband, and then you took everything in your document that says husband and you changed it to wife, you would then have a truthful document. And even with that being the case, I never filed such statements about you. I could have easily said that I have always looked to the children's every physical, emotional need. And I could have easily said in there that you've been really negligent. And I didn't do that. Like, I've spent my whole life trying to honor your reputation. I've laid myself down, like, many, many, multiple times to allow myself to look bad so that you could look good. But every chance you get, you'll reverse it. And I just don't see how I can live that way. And you want to say that you don't care about my divorce and your excuses because you're going to give me everything.
I don't. I'm not going to file anything else. If you give me something to sign, then I'll sign it. You can file that.
But it's out. You understand it's outstanding. Mm-hmm. Like it's already there, and you're wanting to pretend that it doesn't matter that it's there.
Well, I don't agree with your statements about it, so I'm not.
Well, I don't agree with the document. It's completely false.
I know that you don't. I just. That's what I'm saying. This is something that we need to argue about.
You think that I have wants in this world other than my children's best interests?
You and I disagree about what's in the best interest of the children.
I know, but you
think
said that,
it's
that I put
useful
my own
into
wants.
Their best interest. To the children to see
that.
Their father
I'm
on...
I'm talking about what you actually wrote in
what?
The document, which was that I put my
25 nights a year?
Before... I put my wants before their best interests. So in order for my wants to be prioritized above their best interests, I have to have a want.
No, you have to have a mischaracterization of what's in the children's best interest.
That's completely different. You said that I put my wants above their best interest.
You put your wants above what's actually in the best interest of the children. You want to have them all the time.
No, I don't.
You want...
Dustin, I don't. That's not what I want at all. That's never been what I want. That doesn't even make sense that I would want that.
That's what your court filing asked for.
Not because I want it. It's because it's the garbage that's been handed to me by you.
Oh.
It doesn't mean I want that.
You say you don't
want
it. You wanted enough to file for that. I don't...
No, if I could file for it, I'd file for you to stop being an abuser. That's what I'd file for. That's what I want. That was in my children's best interest, and I have no control over it. My gosh, I'd do anything. Can you believe it? That you want me to believe that about myself, that I have poor judgment about what's best for my children?
You know that I like your judgment about what's best for our children.
I know. This is just absurd.
Well, I never said that I don't think you have good judgment about what's best for our children.
It wasn't my fault that you were abusing them like you were.
What?
It wasn't my fault.
It wasn't my fault that you were spending money the way you were spending money. It wasn't my fault that you were pursuing Julie the way you were pursuing Julie. It wasn't my fault that you were hurting me emotionally the way you were hurting me emotionally. It wasn't my fault that you were doing all these projects instead of spending time playing with your kids. None of those things were my fault. Those are the factors that are at play when a judge decides what's in the children's best interest. I know, but those are the factors that a judge takes into account. And those are the factors that I was taking into account because I have excellent judgment. And just because the outcome doesn't match the majority of families in Nassau County who don't have our history is not my fault. I'm taking our actual circumstance into account the same way a judge would take our actual circumstance into account. And you're well aware that my judgment is excellent.
Well,
and you're well aware that
we're not
going
to get a chance to find out what
a
judge
will rule all the time.
Rule because I'm telling you, you can pick everything.
I know, but
I happen to disagree with what the judge would rule.
Me.
If I wasn't going to let you pick everything,
do you understand how this victimizes me? Do you
not really.
Understand how this victimizes
no.
me?
No.
For the record,
you
always
want.
Show exactly. Do you understand how that makes you the hero? Do you understand how that
no,
makes you the martyr?
Nobody likes me. Nobody cares what I think, including you. It is utterly absurd to say
that's
that
not
I.
Even true. Everybody at Honey Lake, everybody in American Classic Homes, everybody in the Holderfield clan.
Well, those people don't really have anything to do with us.
And everybody who reads our court documents. I took my children away from their wonderful father because I have terrible judgment about what's in children's best interest. Or if you read it, you think, oh, she wants something that she puts above the children's best interest. And if you're going to wordplay that by saying that the woman was my children's best interest, so I put the children's best interest above the children's actual best interest, which I don't think is what you were wanting people you're a lawyer, was wanting people who read it to presume. You get to be a victim forever.
Erin, whatever you want to file, just file it and I will sign it.
What if it's false?
I don't know. I don't. What do you mean false?
Okay. If I ask you to file
whatever
payment,
whatever you ask for it is what we're going to do.
Reverse what you already said.
Well, whatever. It doesn't make a difference to me. I'm saying you can have whatever you want.
So you're saying that your character is such that you are not above filing statements that you believe to be false.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying whatever you want is not false. It's what we're going to do.
Yeah, but if I asked you to file a statement that your wife has never and would never put her wants before the children's best interests, and that was going to be public record, you'd sign that?
Sure.
But you believe it to be false?
What is it?
Your wife has never and would never put her wants above the children's best interest.
Sure, and sure.
You'd sign that?
Sure.
Because you believe that it was false when you said that your wife did that?
No.
Because your character is such that you're willing to file false statements?
No.
Which is it?
Neither.
Which is it?
Neither.
Was it a true statement when you filed it before?
Yes.
then would you be willing to sign a paper saying that it was a false statement when you said your wife put her wants above the children's best interests?
No.
But you would say that your wife has never and would never do such a thing?
I don't know, I guess.
Do you understand that first rule of logic is...
I can't do this
with
you, Aaron. I can't. This is ridiculous.
What? You understand that, like, the first rule of logic is if A is true, then not A is false.
Okay. I think it's debatable. I think it's not a concrete truth what's in the best interest of our children, and I think that we have a disagreement about it, and I think that regardless of that disagreement, I will defer to you because I love you. That's what I think.
Whatever I want.
What?
You said you'll do anything I want?
Yeah, I've always said that. Or I've said that
okay.
For over a month.
So I want you to tell me, did Jesse tell you that telling me about your conversations with him would break attorney-client privilege?
Yes.
Do you feel like Jesse cares about your children more than he cares about your interests?
Hey, honestly, I don't know about that.
What would be your hunch?
I don't have a hunch.
All right, you want to go ahead and schedule your counseling appointment.
After I leave iStar.
Okay, and do you want to find out when your mom's arriving?
Yeah, but she's probably going to make that a function of when I see the children.
What do you think? best for the kids.
Oh, gosh. I don't know, honey. I'm quite honestly, I'm not in a mental state to be doing any of this, but these conversations are traumatizing to me. My mother is traumatizing to me.
But you want your stuff back.
I need to be in a mental institution, like, legitimately.
What?
I mean, I need my stuff back if I'm going back to work. Got a bunch of my tools.
Yeah. Okay.
But she left a bunch of stuff here that I need her to take back.
In your truck?
Yeah.
Like what?
Glassware, linens. I don't know.
She left stuff for a new house in your truck, but she took stuff that you need for work?
Yes. Well, she was coming down here to set up an apartment for me.
Oh, okay. Why did she change her mind?
Why what?
Why didn't she get an apartment?
Because I told her I needed to go to Honey Lake. I was suicidal. Couldn't do that.
Then why did she leave you in a hotel? Oh, I see what you mean.
I had a hotel to get an apartment, and I told her that I couldn't be on my own anymore.
Okay. But she came down already knowing you were suicidal and thinking that she was going to, like, move you into an apartment and get you all set.
Yeah.
And she couldn't.
Right.
Right? Okay. That makes more sense. So why did she take your cameras?
Because I don't have a house.
Then why didn't you just leave them in your camera cabinet?
I was feeling upset that things were disappearing out of my office, and I had no way to verify where they were going or what happened to them.
And did Jesse tell you to send them to Maryland?
No.
You just thought of that on your own?
No. I was checking into a mental clinic.
Sorry.
Huh?
I'm sorry. It's just, I know you don't like talking about it. It's just confusing to me. Like, it felt rational to you to think my wife is selling my valuable items to stash the cash away for herself?
It's pretty common.
I know, but I'm not very common.
I don't know, Aaron. I still don't know where my hard drives are. And that's are worth a lot more to me than the camera equipment.
Okay, they're right here. And that's what I mean. The camera thing didn't make sense.
Okay,
but it, at the time, it
makes sense for my hard
drives
to disappear when we had an agreement for them to stay where they were. Didn't make sense.
Dustin, you were dictating that they needed to stay where they were, and you were coming into my house, displacing me from my house, making my mom feel uncomfortable in my house every time the electricity went off.
I only came to the house when you asked me to, and they were there based on our agreement that they would stay there so I could work remotely.
Okay. We didn't we didn't have an agreement. When I asked you to do the taxes, you said you needed access to your stuff. I moved out, and I told you to stay at our house until taxes were finished. And if it had been weeks or months, I would have stayed out of our house until taxes were finished.
I didn't hear the beginning of what you said, and that's not how I recall our conversation. I think I did a night in the
No, you didn't even stay all night.
I asked you to leave my stuff so that I could
you
work.
You said I can just remote in for most of it.
Okay. Yeah.
But you understand that is you setting up a complex system that I am enslaved to follow. There wasn't another option.
I gave the option of you staying at Stanley Drive
until taxes were finished, and you chose to leave. And every time electricity came turned off, you chose to have to come and fix it because nobody else is smart enough.
I gave you instructions for how to fix it, and you asked me to come when I came.
No,
I was doing it out of service. You told me to give you
some number. Okay, but that's not a service I want, Dustin. I don't want that equipment all set up here. You want to do whatever I say, and I'm saying that's what I want. I don't want equipment set up that requires you to be the one to take care of it.
I told you that you can have whatever you want after that agreement fell apart. But...
Okay, but we had literally a standing family law court order in place that requires us not to sell or dispose of any belongings.
Great. I haven't.
But your brain was thinking that was something that I was going to do?
Your mom told me that you did sell some stuff and that you kept pictures as proof or something.
No. It's in her garage because I was turning it in with my next... what do you call it? Not the original mandatory disclosures, but your request for additional documentation that Jesse sent me. I already had them all compiled.
Okay.
Photographs of anything that you're storing off-site and the name of the person who's storing it for you. And that dishwasher is something that multiple people told me that DCF might have a problem with sitting in our kitchen. And mom said she tried to. It's not. But I don't need to be living in a way that. I mean, there's no reason for me to have a dishwasher in my kitchen that's not installed. There's no reason for it. So I'm not doing something dirty or bad by keeping my children safe from equipment in my kitchen. I know that you're used to us living in a way where you bring stuff, saying that it would be good for us, but then don't actually install it for months or years.
You
asked
me to get
that
dishwasher and bring it.
I know, but I'm saying I
don't want to argue with
you. I have a right to not have
it. Utterly ridiculous.
I know. There's no reason for you to be acting like I did something wrong or dishonorable or dirty by putting in my parents' garage, taking a photograph of it, and placing it in my files to turn into Jesse.
Okay.
I'm keeping my children safe. I'm taking good care of your property. I'm documenting it all, and I'm going through the right system underneath the Florida Family Law Standing Court order, which is completely predictable and in line with everything that you know about my character. There is not a more honorable way to handle a freestanding dishwasher in your kitchen. There's nothing that we need to argue about, period. Dustin, I was just trying to understand your mental state because I don't get how you get there with the cameras. I feel like there is a really, really strong disconnect from reality, and it's hard for me to gauge from day to day how bad it is with you. So you feel it's not good for you to be around your mom?
I don't know.
You feel it's good for you to be around your mom?
I don't know.
Okay. You feel it's good for our children to be around your mom?
I don't know, Lenny. I don't know how she's going to behave. That made me remember that I've literally not responded to my sister asking us about the children being in her wedding as ring bearer and whatever else it is, flower girl.
Okay.
I must have missed this part in the message, but my mom's saying that it's in Mexico.
You told me it's in Mexico.
And that you're invited. Okay. And that you're invited. What do you want me to tell her? I presume that
when is it?
Next January.
It doesn't say that your mom will pay for it. You're just assuming that, right?
She told me she'll cover the cost for me and the kids and that you're welcome to go, and I would presume that she'll pay for you to go. However, that could change if you divorce me and take everything.
Exactly.
But
I'm just saying, like, all this stuff with your mom's money is really dangerous.
Well, if you divorce me and take everything and you want to go to supervise the children, that would not be an unreasonable expense for you to elect to have.
Oh, I know.
Well, I just need to tell Madison something. It's not super polite of me to just ignore her.
Right. The moment you got it, you should have said, when do you need to know by? And obviously, that sounds amazing. It's going to be beautiful.
I don't know. It doesn't really sound that amazing to me, but oh, and I don't know if you know, but she's pregnant again.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So she's obviously going to have a baby. Doesn't sound amazing to me. It sounds like an obligation, but regardless.
Okay, so yeah. You want to not do it?
No, I do want to do it. She's still my sister.
Well, I know, but you understand that you're sacrificing your own children on that altar of entanglement with your family obligations.
Well,
and you have to decide whether that's in your children's absolute best interest or if you're just using your children as currency to fulfill your obligations.
Well, I don't know how to help with that. Like I said, we're going to do whatever you want, so I just need to know what to tell her.
Okay. You understand that that's scapegoating right there, right?
No, I don't. But I know that you think so.
Yeah, you're putting me as a buffer in between you and your family. And you're hiding behind Aaron Cho's, whatever it is.
I won't represent it that way to them.
You're feeling like you actually can't make this decision?
I legitimately can. I'm telling you that you get to pick what happens with the custody of our children, and I'm telling you that whatever you choose is what we're going to do.
All right, so you're going to ViStar. You're going to the McDonald's. You're going to schedule your, what, counselor?
Yep.
You feel like that's a good plan that they have for you for counseling?
I mean, all it is a place. I have no idea if it's any good or not.
Maybe you should get your report from Dr. Kropp before you schedule your counselor.
I can try. Gonna have to get going if I'm gonna do all that.
Okay.
I mean, I've called him several times.
I'm just thinking in terms of your, I guess I'm wrong. I guess really you should go ahead and get started with your new counselor that they've lined up for you. And then if there's something in your report that makes you think you should switch, you won't have wasted but one session, right?
Yep.
That's probably, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that, so. Go to Vistar, go to the McDonald's, schedule your counselor, and that's it for today? Or no,
no,
you gotta figure out.
That report.
You need me to figure out what to do with your mom this weekend, right?
Yes.
And then
I need to know what to tell Madison.
Well, I think Madison's just like, congratulations. Happy for you. When do you need to know by about the kids? Because she's, you understand, she's planning way out in advance, right?
Yeah.
If she just, if she asked you about the kids in, for the first time in October, like there would still be plenty of time on both ends to plan for it. And so she's here asking you in February. She might say, I just need to know by June, you know? So the only problem on your end right now is the fact that you haven't said congratulations. Thank you for thinking of them. So exciting. Does that make sense?
I mean, in my opinion, I don't think it's going to make sense to her.
That we need
but
to plan ahead for something like that?
No, that we can't say one way or another.
Well, I mean, that's okay. All that really matters here is that she knows that you care that she's getting married and you care
okay.
that she's having a baby and you
okay.
think it's great that she wants to include your children in her wedding. Like, those are all really, really huge, really important things.
Okay.
Whether we respond in February or respond in March to something that's happening next January is not really that important compared to the important stuff you need to communicate to her.
All right.
And then maybe you want to read some John Piper?
Yep.
All right. Bye.
Bye.